we're here in Gordon Park at the launch of the Kilkenny Golf Classic on the 24th of May, and I'm surrounded by loads of All-Ireland medal winners who are not too bad at hitting that small white ball either. On my right here, we'll give place of honour to Eddie Kerr. Eddie, we're handy in your day with the hurley and the slither, but you're equally handy with the small white ball. What sort of a handicap are you playing off at the moment?
I'm trying to play off 14, but I need a few more shots.
But for fellas now who don't know a lot about it, would that be counted as pretty decent?
Just about, I'd say, pretty decent for a fella my age.
Ah, yeah, but it keeps you young, Eddie. And you're very much involved with the former hurlers as well, and you meet up very regularly at these golf classics and golf outings and all that. And friendships that maybe weren't so hot. They were hot on the field, all right, yeah. In a different way. You've now become great friends with people around the country.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to meet lads. We go around and golf various classics, and you meet up with fellas from Tip that you knocked off of, fellas from Limerick, Cork, Wexford, Waterford, you know, and it's a great opportunity because in our time, Nicky, as you probably know as well, we never met fellas except on the field. And a lot of them now, they meet them at college and everything before. We hardly knew the fellas. But now we got to know them, and the golf has been a great source of getting to know lads. And they're not really as bad as we thought.
Yeah, but you still have the scars, though.
Yeah.
Richie Power, you told me you're back playing golf a bit again and you want to get a bit more serious. So you've only a short while to get ready for the 24th, Richie, because you're one of the organisers here, but you'll also be expected to put on a stellar performance out here on the pristine Gordon Park pitch.
Yeah, you're talking to Eddie there. I know Eddie got the single figures, and anyone can do that, Nicky. You'd be fairly proud of it. The lowest I could ever get to was 10. I could never get to that single figure, but I'm going way back up now. But look, hey, I enjoy it, Nicky. I have the health to play it. And this year, I'm not involved in the club at any level, and so I hope to play a lot more this year.
We'll come back about the 24th year because you're one of the organisers. Mick Finlay, do you get any time to play golf? You're spending so much time now. The whole future of Kilkenny hurling is on your lap now, Michael, with the development squads. An very impressive presentation recently with the whole process. How's things going in that regard?
Very well, Nicky. We launched our new academy in January, Nikwitoga. So our coaches are all out getting sessions in now at the moment every Saturday morning, and it's going well. They're on a break now for a week or two and we get back into it. So coaching side of things going well, the S&C side of things going well as well. And we've actually nutritional workshop tonight now for parents only, a webinar. So we're trying to educate players and parents at the moment and trying to give them the resources and support through all our academies.
The last time I heard you speaking, you talked about the young lads having to update their information on the app so that the mentors and all would know what's going on. You were a little bit critical of them. Have they got better?
They actually have, yeah. So that night we gave out a few prizes for the boys who are doing well, and there has been a big bump up over the last week or two, which is good. And that information is key for, I suppose, monitoring player load, making sure, you know, they're not going to get injured, because a lot of them are playing multiple teams, school, club, and obviously with our academies. We want to make sure we're not overburdening them, more importantly. So that's important, and we're trying to get that up and going, Nicky. That's the first year. The RIP system basically is what's used, and it's a great platform, and we can push nutrition information there, psychology information, puck out information. So we're using that quite well at the moment, so it's going in the right direction.
Now obviously all the work involved with development squads, it costs money to do it, to be real, and this is why this golf classic here is so important. So I'm sure you'll be encouraging clubs and businesses, indeed anybody who has any idea of Kilkenny hurling who wants to get better. It's a little bit since we won a senior All-Ireland, and even minor for that matter, but we need support, and this venture is aimed at one. It's one of the areas it's aimed at.
One of the areas, exactly, yeah. And look, for a bus going out to Limerick or Cork, these places, for food after the game, before the game, you know, so we need to look after our players, need to look after our coaches. Coaches are all volunteers, we nearly 40 to 50 of them there, so, you know, there's no expenses for them, but the smaller things for the players, more than anything, that we're trying to look after, and they're very small things, to be honest. And if we can prepare our academy teams better, I think we can transition them a bit faster, maybe, and hopefully they'll hit the ground running a bit earlier, you know, within 20, 21, 22 years of age. So we're seeing at senior level, the teams are getting younger, so we need to educate and support these younger players at an earlier age, and it's good, it's healthy for them, you know.
Absolutely.
It's
well, if you had a forward line that included Owen Larkin, Richie Power and Haggy Fogarty, as we've had not too long ago, certainly it would put the fear of God into most defenders. Owen Larkin, do you play much golf?
I play a bit, Nicky, yeah. I haven't played much last year now, but hoping to get back into it now.
Yeah, but Brian Cody is going to be using you a fair bit this year. You're going to be guiding future generations, or the current senior team in James Stevens. Are you looking forward to come back in with Brian?
I am looking forward to it, yeah. Look, I always wanted to go back. That was always the ambition, to get back to Village at some stage. Probably happened a little bit sooner than I had anticipated, but when that call comes, as you well know yourself, you can't say no to that man. So, but look, I'll get back involved there, and And I'll have plenty of time to get back on the golf course as well.
Do you have a handicap at the moment, or where do you play out of?
I'm a little bit worse than Eddie, so I play off 15 at the moment, and I'm playing out with Callan. So, like I said, I didn't play a whole lot last year, weather and different bits and pieces going on, so hoping to...
Well, you were coaching teams last year, to be fair, and I suppose once the GAA season goes into full belt, which is kind of ratcheting up now, it's not that easy fishing the golf if you're involved with teams, to be fair.
No, it's not. It's kind of a full-time job now if you're involved with teams. But look, I'm in the kind of a good position in the army that I have days resting off duty and things like that I can get out. So I'll be using those days for golf.
Abusing or using?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with
speaking of abusing now, if you want to go down that line.
Richard Howard, now, I'm not sure, this is obviously going to be used on the new Kilkenny GA app, which we encourage people to log on to. And obviously people will have realised by the time they look at this that you'll have been the Grand Marshal in the St. Patrick's Day Parade. You'll be waving to the masses with your family, all right? A new venture, Richie. But are you getting much chance to play golf these days? Because I know you're involved with Shelmaliers in Wexford as well.
Yeah, no, Nicky, to be fair, I haven't swung a golf club now in a while. Now, I was over in St. Andrews in January there, but we got frozen off, so, which was disappointing.
God, you were going high up the ladder when you were going to St. Andrews.
Yeah, well, look, we kind of, when you go in January, you get a good deal, but unfortunately, we didn't get the weather.
Yeah, to answer what Taggy said, what did you do when the golf was called off?
Sure, look, we went sightseeing. Couple of nice bars in St. Andrews. Not too many of them, but we found them. But
you would have seen... Wexford defeating Watford yesterday. Now, we're doing this the day after that particular game. You would have been impressed by some of those players. Now you will get to know very well. Last year you'll get to know very well, some as part of your team, but more as opponents when the club scene ratchets it up. Wexford looked good this year under Keith Broster, but two people from Carrickshock as well, Richie. How are you going to handle that one?
Sure, look,
that's it. Ian and Martin and of course David Franks.
Yeah, no, look, you can see the strides that they're making under Keith Broster, and I suppose, look, you get someone of the calibre of Keith going in over a team, they're going to look up to him and they're going to respond to him. And obviously then Davy Franks' record speaks for itself with Ballygunner, and obviously the work he's done with Carrickshock. So look, they're making great strides. They're after securing their Division 1 status, and obviously they're going all out next weekend to try and get to a league semi-final. So look, we would have had two players involved yesterday, Conor Hearn and Simon Donoghue, so which is great for Shelmaliers to have those two guys involved. And as you said, I'll get to know the rest of them fairly well when the championship kicks off.
You would have been very impressed with that run from midfield by Conor Herndon, where he bagged the ball into the back of the net. That's something you'll be hoping he'll be doing a bit for Shelmaliers this year.
Look, absolutely. But look, I suppose the way I look at it, you have two guys involved there, which is great, but you're just, you know, wanting them to come back to the club in the best, I suppose, shape physically that they can when they're finished with Wexford, and, you know, put their shoulder to the wheel with the rest of the lads that we're working with at the moment. So, yeah, look, really looking forward to that aspect of it. You know, it hasn't really kicked off as of yet. We're only meeting kind of once a week collectively, but come the end of March, beginning of April, we'll be kicking off into, I suppose, league championship mode then. So we'll be probably going three nights a week then.
Thank you. What I want to ask you first is nothing to do with sport at all. Are you watching Dancing with the Stars on these Sunday nights, and are you wishing you could be back on the small screen strutting your stuff?
Definitely not wishing I was back in the cast for sure, yeah.
Talk about the experience. It was definitely something a little bit different, and but you embraced it brilliantly.
Yeah, no, I did, yeah. Actually, you have to embrace it, Nicky. Like, it's crazy. The time and effort that goes into it, it's just mentally, you just turn up on a Sunday night and just dance. It starts on the Monday morning, and you're literally basic steps, and then it grows during the week. But it's the pressure of everything behind it. It's the cameras, it's live on RTE, it's everyone voting, it's your look. It's if you go left instead of right on the television screen, Nicky, you're dusted. So, but a fabulous experience, a very individual experience, apart from the team environment. So we're playing with Kilkenny. It was about the team, it was about Kilkenny, but this was really about me, my lifestyle, who I was, and that was portrayed on the show, you know. So just really different. I'd have to commend on dancers. It is a tough gig, you know. They go through, they could break pull ligaments, but they just go through the pain barrier. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, it's obviously from their point of view, it's obviously their All-Ireland final, if you could put it in that context. When you went around the country with your job afterwards, did you find great recognition and people coming up to you and knew who you were and talking about it?
Yeah, I did, yeah. When you're playing hurling, you wear a helmet, so some people mightn't even know you, but yeah, definitely, it's the kids. The kids spot you. And then they pull the parents, and they pull the parents over then for a selfie or a photo, you know.
So his Instagram blew up, Nicky, so...
You was part of that, Jim.
That was the six-pack he had.
We all watching them on social media. I'm sure you were all contributing to social media.
I hope they voted for me.
Social media, that you reached social media.
No.
We leave it up to these lads for the social media things, and you were... I presume you were tagging all these lads to make sure to give you votes.
Yeah, no, they never reposted it, so I don't know what they were doing. But yeah, it blew up. Yeah, I had like a couple of hundred followers, and then it went to 10,000 literally in a couple of weeks. So it was amazing. And what I found outside the county, people knew you. You know, I was walking down the street and looking for photos. It's all gone now, Nicky. So
I was just going to ask you.
When they're gone, they're gone.
Surely, if you have that many followers, there's some way you can tag them in relation to this golf class and get a bit of support.
Yeah, well, look, I tried hurling, I tried dancing, and now I'm going to try golf on the 24th of May. So for sure. And like, we always talked about it. Every time we meet up at different things, we always say, lads, we have to organise something, and we have to maybe go for a few rounds of golf. And sure, look, this is the start of it. Like, it's brilliant. Like,
have you played much golf?
I haven't, no. A couple of years ago I took it up, but time-wise, Nicky's the thing. You know, I really have to, if you want to get good at it, I was talking to Eddie about this, you have to play, and you have to play maybe twice, three times a week, so I haven't got time for that.
What about Junior B with the Emeralds this year?
No,
will you fit it in?
As I said, when you're gone, you're gone. If you play Junior B with the Emeralds, you'll end up playing Junior A with the Emeralds as well, so I don't want to do that.
Yeah, well, I think they might have some different ideas up there in London for the this year. Let's go back to Richie before we wrap up here. Richie, this is a big venture, and you want to make an appeal to Kilkenny GAA clubs and to businesses, of course, because this classic can only be successful if we get the support from within Kilkenny and from Kilkenny diaspora outside of Kilkenny, and indeed abroad as well.
Look at Nicky. You know, Kilkenny have had 37 All-Ireland medals. You know, we're up there, we're out there on our own. We probably have slipped a little bit in the last couple of years. That can happen, but this idea now is to run a golf classic every year on the 24th of May. And I ask everyone, even if you don't play golf, maybe sponsor a tee box, sponsor a green, you know, but be part of this. And we want all businesses to come on board and support this. Like, it's huge for the county board, and there'll be a lot of work going into it. It's great to have Eddie here today, Mick and the lads, you know, they're here launching. This is the launch of our Golf Classic. So, you know, it's hugely important that we get everyone behind us.
And we should say, this is on the 24th of May, and the following day, Kilkenny will be playing Wexford in the Leinster Championship, and there isn't any more tastier game in hurling than Kilkenny and Wexford. We have all our rivals with Tip and Cork, but Kilkenny and Wexford, Eddie, is something very special, isn't it?
Over the years, and certainly in our time as well, it was the big day of the year, really. Leinster final, we met all the time, and we had huge battles in the 70s particularly, as you know yourself, Nicky. So the rivalry is there. We're a bordering county. I know the lads up at North Tip was the real bordering county, but for us, Wexford. And the strange thing is that when the lads talk about their golf, I play in New Ross, is my club, actually. It's actually in County Kilkenny, but it's New Ross Golf Club. So I meet a lot of the Wexford lads down there, Dan Quigley and all the lads we played against. But great rivalry with Wexford, and that'll be a big day, Kilkenny and Wexford, on the day after our classic.
Okay, well, that's the 24th of May here in Gordon Park, a fabulous venue, fabulous view here, and we look forward to welcoming you all to Gordon Park on the 24th of May.